to us the valuation over to the assessor is on a residential property.
And if I might be able to shorten it, basically, if it had gone up over 15% and this was all a residential real estate increase, you're absolutely right. Because the increase occurred because she classified it as commercial. And because she classified it as commercial, the statute that requires this physical inspection only applies to residential property. And that's what we're at. Now, with that said, we still have to address the classification argument. And we are trying to come to grips with that. In other words, your residential real estate value did not go up more than 15%. Is that accurate?
That should be accurate, yeah.
Okay. But because it was classified as commercial,
yes,
it did. So, and the classification argument, anything you want to say on that, we would love to hear, because we're trying to get all the information we can.
Okay, so you're saying that these two statutes that I have, before we move on from this, I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I mean, it says the assessor shall conduct a physical inspection. My understanding is what you're saying is that because it's classified as commercial, that this statute doesn't apply to it? Is that what you're saying?
In other words, the classification is what caused the increase in value. If it was just an increase in assessed value of residential property, I'm not saying that I'm absolutely right, okay? But I don't think the intention of the statute was to make would be to put that prohibition on commercial real estate. And that's the problem. Your value increased by more than 15% because of the classification, not because of just a reevaluation of your personal property, your residential property.
So to answer your question on the physical inspection, our understanding of these statutes right here is that the physical inspection over the 15% mark has to do with residential only, is our understanding of it. And we've been here days, and I'm not saying we're like the, you know, Anton Scalia of state statutes here, but
I'll give you the specific one. It's subsection 10 of one of the first statute you have here, and it says subclass 1, which is residential, and that's the basis. That's what we're talking about. But it doesn't mean you still might. You still got an argument on the classification, so we want to listen. So
the valuation changes. The reason why it's the 41, 40, 40, 41, 46.
And as it sounds like the notice that I got is bogus, it's not accurate.
It's even higher. I'm sorry to say that. I mean, is based off classification, because you went from being taxed at 19% to 32%. So, well, and granted, it's not all 19%. It's 19%, but you had 33% where you were taxed at the 32% rate because of the number of nights that you had, right?
It's
approximately.
I didn't follow all that, but
so what? How in that is? Are you? Is that right, Kenny? I mean, that basically from the amount of nights that you turned in was about 33%.
Mm-hmm.
Of the year of your tax bill, 33% of that, so a third, was taxed at the 32% of the assessed. No, I'm sorry, 32% of the appraised value. So you were at a higher rate. The commercial rate is significantly higher, right? Than the residential rate of 19%. What just happened this year is it got changed from that scenario, which was kind of it was some type of compromise there, to 100% commercial, where you're getting taxed 32% 100% of the time.
We know it's confusing, but tell us about the classification, why you don't feel like it.
All right. A couple different things that primarily the, I'll start with the Missouri Statute 137.16. There's three different classes of classifications of property mentioned here. I've listed two, the two that are relevant to this. So residential property, which again, this, I guess this, maybe we should start with this because I think that we don't fall in the commercial category. The third, on the top of the second page has the commercial, utility industry, commercial, et cetera. So the property that we have, it's not commercial, it's not mining, it's not industrial, it's not manufactured, trade, professional, business, similar purpose. So there's not any specific category that talks nightly rental in the classification of commercial, or number three.
Just out of curiosity, the group that is renting these out, or is it just you? I'm assuming there's a group. Okay. I'm assuming they pay sales tax on the room rates, or do you know?
That's a whole nother question. Yes. Currently, yes.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we, because in residential property, there's an exception for transient housing, and that's what's causing kind of the rub here with all of these properties. Your argument here is probably the biggest number of appeals that we have this year. So, but that's, when you're talking about the classification and they specifically say transient housing is not included, when you're paying sales tax on it, that's, sounds like transient housing, but we understand that it doesn't, there's not a one size fits all, but go ahead.
So if you look, just staying with the first argument, if you look under the definition of residential property, real property improved by a structure which is used or intended to be used for the residential living by human occupants. This is the exact definition that is in number one, and that's the exact definition of what happens in our home. Part of our rights as a homeowner is to have people living in it, residents living by human occupants. So, since it's specifically mentioned in under residential property, and it's not specifically mentioned in under commercial, we see this as a misclassification of our homes. Right now, one of my neighbors lives there all the time, and so if I sell my house, it's classified as commercial now. How do you determine if that new person's going to have to pay sales tax or pay this tax at 32%? How am I going to explain to the buyer, oh, well, if you use it for yourself, sorry, you have to do 32%. But anyway, my argument right here is regarding to the language of the statute.
Okay.
And I know that there's been talk about these homes being the word transient housing tying into vacation rental. And right. So the second point relates to that. A transient guest per the statute is a person who occupies a room in a hotel or motel for 31 days or less during any calendar year. We don't rent rooms. It's not Airbnb does rooms, but we don't rent rooms. We rent our whole house all together. We don't do any, we don't have room service. We don't have a restaurant there. They have the house and they use the house.
Understand.
So, it's not a transient, it doesn't fit the definition of transient guest according to the statute. And then the third argument that I'd have is according to the Taney County zoning regulations, the term nightly rental shall not include hotel, motel, or bed and breakfast establishments. Those are transient. That's transient housing, hotel, motel. And it's specifically your zoning regulations says nightly rentals are not this. So those are commercial uses, but your zoning regulation says that nightly rentals are not that. And now your assessment is going against your own zoning regulation. So that's quite confusing, and I think that it again shows that it's misclassified when nightly rentals are specifically stated not to be this, and now that based on this taxation, if they are. So that's my reasoning behind the misclassification. There's a lot more arguments. There's court cases. I'm sure you've heard all these different things, and I'm not an expert in any of that stuff to even bring it up. But if we have to go to another level and hire an attorney and all that stuff, then it probably will.
Well, and again, I'll tell you that you are not alone. There is a lot of confusion. These statutes were not written to take into consideration many of them. This issue is something that, with the advent of everything that's happened online, this is happening, in my opinion, all across the country, that people are going to have, BOEs like us are having to deal with. So what the answer is, I'm not sure yet, but what we're going to do, as the chairman said, is we're going to table this, because we're going to try to come to a decision on all of these types of properties. I don't know that there's a cookie cutter that fits all, but we're going to try, because that's our job. But we certainly understand, we know that they're zoned residential, they're in residential neighborhoods and all of those things. But on the flip side, they also are now income-producing properties, just like a hotel and other things. So we're trying to do what's fair to everybody. And just out of curiosity, did you think the arrangement that you had before where you're reporting your nights was fair? Is that based, or did you?
Well, I mean, I think it's not I didn't ever look into it at this level. It doesn't, I don't see how, according to statute, they could be charged as commercial at all.
Understand. I understand.
And I'm not here to say what's fair and what's not fair. I'm saying what's according to the law. And I don't think that what's been done is according to the law. I think it's out of bounds with what the law states. And that's my issue. And I think that this 15% is very clear. The law says you can't do this more than 15%. It doesn't say if it changes because of this other reason, then this thing doesn't matter. I don't see that in the statute. And I think that that's something you should consider, because
I do think it specifically says subclass one property, which is residential, but
which they were last year.
We were
part of them was, you know, that's the problem. As you can tell, this is not clear, and we're having to try sitting here as a volunteer board, spending most of our days doing this month, are trying to figure it out. So I just want to assure you that we're trying to be fair, and we're trying to go across the board no matter what our decision ends up being. And we hope somebody goes to the State Tax Commission so none of us have to deal with this again and they make a decision. But it's probably not going to go just that far. It'll probably go to the court after that, unless the legislature decides to do something with it. So
one thing is clear, that it is not clear. And I mean that because the state statutes, There are some competing things here, and I understand where 100% where you're coming from. We're going to make some kind of determination that I am also clear and understand that is not going to be perfect.